I'm Eddie Merckx. You listen to the Bicycle Show on Resonance 104.4 FM.
Well, this is the Bike Show, and that was the oral equivalent of what it's like to cycle through Paris in the rain during the Friday night rush hour on a day when the metro's on strike, which is exactly what happened to me last Friday. I was in Paris for a day and a half, and I borrowed a Brompton bicycle off Andrea at Velorussian to see what it was like to take a folding bike on the Eurostar and then ride around one of Europe's great capitals, and it was a lot of fun. I mean, the cycling in Paris is kind of, well, the traffic in Paris is kind of feral, basically. That's what it is. It's wild. The scooters come at you on both sides. There's a lot of boulevards with very wide roads and enormous roundabouts and crossroads and squares that you have to negotiate, but everyone seems to manage just about. And the Brompton was an object of some novelty. As ubiquitous as they are over here in London, they're not a sight seen very often on the streets of Paris. And I got quite a few funny looks, a few people going, "Oh, c'est génial," and other positive responses from the people of Paris, and a couple of Brompton riders who rode past me. It was only two on a day and a half. Kind of gave a jaunty wave and a thumbs up to say, you know, we're in the club together. And it was the first time I'd actually ridden a Brompton for any length of time. And they are a good ride, and they are hilarious. Just the idea of folding this thing up and then carrying it off onto a train, it's brilliant. Well, you may remember that a few months ago, the Bike Show featured the story of Major Marshall Taylor, one of the early giants of bicycle racing and the first black American world champion of any sport. He actually did quite well, I think, on a season he spent racing in Paris and other places in France. Well, the Major Taylor Association is pleased to offer, they tell me, a custom limited edition cycling jersey commemorating Major Taylor and giving financial support to the Hepatitis C Multicultural Outreach Fund. Orders are being taken only for a few more days until November the 30th, 2006, and jerseys will be shipped out after they've been made in February 2007, which is Black History Month. The shirts cost $79, including shipping, although I guess shipping outside the US may be a little bit more than that, or they might be able to do you a deal if you ask nicely and say the Bike Show sent you. And the design features a 1900 photograph of Major Taylor taken by E. Chickling in Boston. It features the Worcester, Massachusetts street sign for the newly named Major Taylor Boulevard and a slogan with the world champion's nickname, the Worcester Whirlwind. So these are probably a one-off chance to get a jersey like this commemorating Major Taylor. I've not seen any other Major Taylor jersey out on the road, so it would be something special, and it's all in a good cause. So you can find out more about that by Googling the Major Taylor Association and getting in touch with them directly. Well, it's November, and this might be the kind of time of the year to when we start talking about how to survive the winter on two wheels, how to get decent waterproofs, some windproof gloves, what to put on your ears to stop them from falling off, and how to stay well lit up as you're riding around the streets with the long, dark evenings. But we're not going to do anything of the sort on the show today. We're actually going to look at what you could do with your bicycle without actually leaving the confines of your home at all. We're going to be looking at music that is made using the bicycle, several instances of music, and we're going to start with the sounds of the biclophone. The biclophone was originally constructed in June 1995 as a side instrument for the Lyle and Sparkleface band, but it's evolved into a palette of sonic exploration. With magnetic pickups attached to amplify the sound, anything connected to the bike becomes amplified, and the current configuration that you'll hear on the next couple of tracks includes bass strings, scrap wood and metal, metal bowls, telephone bells, a mechanical foot pedal, and a touch-sensitive tone generator. According to its creators, the biclophone produces sounds ranging from tranquil bliss to cacophonic terror. Using a loop-based recording system and outboard signal processors, reverbs, delays, pitch shifts, and so on, sound compositions are built in layers. These compositions become the foundation for additional solo meanderings using vocals, tone generators, plastic wind instruments, or anything else that makes a sound. But enough of the talking about it. Let's hear the sounds of the biclophone. And this track is called Ode to Authenticism. That was Ode to Authenticism by Steven Schweitzer, performed on the biclophone from a 31-track CD recorded between July 2000 and April 2001. And the next track performed on the biclophone by Steven Schweitzer is called Bell Drone. Rather abrupt end there of Bell Drone, Stephen Schweitzer on the Biclophone. And the Biclophone really does look like a most extraordinary machine. It's kind of upside down bicycle frame with all kinds of contraptions connected to it, and it's connected to a big mixing desk. It's got bowls and bells attached to it, and I guess as well as using the frame as a resonant pickup, he also uses the wheel and the momentum of the wheel to create rhythm and tempo. Very, very interesting. And there's a few other tracks of his performances available on the internet, as well as available on the CD, which I mentioned. And if we've got time later in the show, we'll have another one of those.
Wide Cook High Tip, this is Nesk Emanuel, and you're listening to The Bike Show on Resonance 104.4 FM in London and Squamuk Radio 91.1 FM in Squamuk Ulu.
Thanks very much, Nesk Emanuel, who emailed a few weeks ago to say, would it be okay if his radio station up in Canada were to syndicate The Bike Show? And so it's a great pleasure that The Bike Show is being now carried by two stations in the North American continent as well, also in Halifax, Nova Scotia. So hello to everybody out there. If we're suffering from the winter a little bit in London, I shudder to think what it's like riding a bike in the middle of Canada during the winter. Well, the next piece of bicycle-generated music that I'm going to play is by David Berezan, who is lecturer and director of the Electroacoustic Music Studios at the University of Manchester. He is a Canadian-born composer and has had his work played in all kinds of countries, France, Italy, Hungary, Brazil, and Belgium, and Canada. And he wrote a piece called Cyclo in 2003, and it's described as an acousmatic composition using bicycle sounds. And I haven't been able to get a full copy of the entire piece, which runs to about 11 minutes, but there is this short excerpt. Thank you. That's an excerpt from Cyclo or Cyclo by David Berezan, which won a prize in a electroacoustic music composition award in Brazil, apparently, and has been played all over the place by the sounds of things. I'm very much looking forward to laying my hands on the full work. And another work which I'd really like to find out more about, and even to find a recording, although I'm not sure that one exists, is Gottfried Wilhelm Reyes's Second Symphony, the Symphony for Singing Bicycles. This is an open-air event scored for a minimum of 12 cyclists and their own bicycles. A workshop of 2 hours is apparently enough to prepare the instruments for the performance, and the process of preparation is as follows. Each bike, if it doesn't already have one, receives a dynamo to generate its own electricity at 6 volts or 3 watts, an impedance-matched loudspeaker of 15 ohms is connected to the dynamo. The power rating of the speaker should be at least 3 watts, corresponding to the average power delivered by the generators. Each loudspeaker gets a carefully calculated length of tube in order to retain a specific musical scale, and by cycling at different velocities, with the last cyclist overtaking continuously the whole group, glissandi are obtained. At very specific velocities, resonance will occur in the tubes. By cycling on different pavements, timbre variation and frequency modulation is obtained. Cobblestones provoke tremolos, narrow streets reverb and echo the sounds. And finally, every cyclist wears a white overall suit, labelled in large numbers with the resonant frequency and the interval ratio of his or her individual instrument. Now, I think this sounds like an absolutely fantastic project, and I declare that within the next 12 months it will happen, by hook or by crook, in London. We're going to make it happen. If we've got the Tour de France coming to London in less than a year, how can we not have Gottfried Wilhelm Reyes's Second Symphony for Singing Bicycles performed somewhere on the streets of London, maybe on the Dunwich Dynamo night ride? Anyway, it sounds fascinating. So if you're interested in getting involved and you know a little bit about music or impedance-matched loudspeakers and ohms, then please get in touch and let's make it happen. You can get in touch by email. Send email to bikeshow@gmail.com or go and post a comment at the blog, which is bikeshow.blogspot.com. We have not got enough time to play another track by the Bikelophone, and we're going to have to play out now with a track from the Tea and Toast Band. And the Tea and Toast Band are very much a friend of Resonance. They got in contact via the Dexter Bentley Hello Goodbye show. The band is a movable feast, with the only full-time member being Robert Bidder, but a rotating cast of people, including, well, a whole list of names here that I'm not going to read out because we want to get on with playing the piece of music. But instruments used by these people have been and will include bells, whistles, rattles, pots and pans, dishes, cups, accordion, viola, violin, flute, piccolo, keyboards, four-track, sampler, mandolin, bass, drums of different shapes and sizes, chants and shouts, leaves, typewriter, electronics, and bicycle. Yeah, there's a bicycle in there, and the bicycle features pretty prominently in this track, which is called Bicycle. Well, this has been the Bike Show, returning a little bit of the airwaves on a Monday evening to normal Resonance FM fare. I hope you've enjoyed it, and we will research more instances of bicycle-generated music and return to this subject in a few months. So playing out tonight is a large portion of the Tea and Toast Band's Bicycle. Thank you.
Angela.